guys. Welcome back to Wine Crime and TV Time. I'm Kaylee.
And I'm Emily.
And today we're going to be talking about this week's episode of Teen Mom, Young and Pregnant.
I did not get the episode title.
Oh,
which same. I realize I messed up. Wait, hold on. I have it open. Real Recognize Real.
Who is that?
That's what it's called.
Who is that based off of?
Oh, that's what Luke says about
Stefan?
Isaiah.
Oh.
No. Because
oh, yeah. Why would he say that
at
about
one point
Stefan?
They don't recognize each other. Yeah, at one point I guess Kayla was talking about how Isaiah warmed up to Luke really quickly and Luke says, well, real recognize
true.
Real.
True.
So stupid. Okay, well, I feel like we should start off with saying that Vanderpump Rules comes back January 7th.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm very excited about that.
So does The Bachelor.
Oh.
Oh.
Which we did already commit to doing that, so.
I mean.
We might be a little busy in January.
I can be the host of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say it's like January 6th, actually.
Wow.
Because what day of the week is the 7th?
Let me pull it up. That is a Tuesday.
The 7th is?
Duh. Yeah. Teen so Mom. Or that was a Teen Mom Tuesdays.
Vanderpump Rules Tuesdays.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
makes sense, though, because so I think exciting. That The Bachelor is, like, Monday, Tuesday, usually.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we have a lot coming for us in the new year, then.
We do. What we don't have a lot of is to talk about this episode.
Right. This was the worst episode ever.
It was so like, boring.
I think I have, like, two notes on each person.
Right, I, like, wrote down, all like, quite a few notes, but they're all, like, pointless.
Yeah. So, I guess we should just start.
Yeah.
So, Kaya, which I hate the way her name is spelled because,
right,
you know, my Kaya.
I know. And the I or the A need to go.
Be Kiaya. For me to be okay with the spelling.
Right, that's what I always think when I was writing it. I was like, oh, Kiaya.
Right.
But
right.
Anyway.
All right, so Kiaya's storyline is also very, very boring, just like the rest of the show, this episode. So I guess her girlfriend, Tieza, her mom doesn't approve of their relationship. So Tieza blocks her mom.
Right. I feel like this whole...
and just moves out.
This whole episode was about Tieza, or Tieza, or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blocks her mom.
I definitely just, it was just weird. I mean, why would you just block your mom and then just never talk to her again just because she doesn't approve of you raising a child that's not your own? Like, I get her concern.
Right, she's just being a mom.
And she's seven, she's still in high school. Oh, it's not like she's a grown adult. Like, she's still a 17-year-old.
Oh, she
whatever.
Is? How old is Kiaya?
I think Kiaya is, I think she's older. She's out of high school. And I
she's
think
an
that Tieza is a senior. Yeah. Tieza is a senior or Tiesha, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
So after that, all I have really is about, like, did you notice, like, the baby shower was 3 seconds long? Like, nothing happened at the baby shower?
Yeah, but did you also notice how fun it looked and how amazing it looked?
Right, except for her eyeshadow.
Because right, that was an issue. And did you catch the point where they're talking about her water breaking and she's like, I'm pretty sure it's pee.
Oh, was that her? I thought that was Rachel.
No, I'm pretty sure it was Kiaya.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was. Because I was like, yeah.
And then the other weird part that I noticed about their segment was when Kiaya calls her brother. She goes, hey, what's up? And then it cuts to the phone and they're 10 minutes into their conversation.
Right. Like, did this start?
Like, oh. Right. Have they been sitting on the phone in silence for 10 minutes? Or, like...
And whatever. Then all of a sudden the brother's talking to the mom.
Right. It was just weird. It was just weird. But that's pretty much all that happened. It was just all the mom drama. But it wasn't even drama. They just kept
talking. I know. It was really
dumb.
Boring, actually. So
yeah, and then we're on to Kayla, and she's still pregnant.
She's still talking to Luke about how she.
Do you feel?
Yeah,
okay?
I'm sure you want to be with me, and it's not just because I'm having a baby.
Yeah, And that's literally the whole episode. And then they talk about real
life. Wait, but what about her going to her mom's house and telling her mom she's pregnant?
Right. That was next. And, yeah, I mean, it was just uneventful. Her mom wasn't surprised.
But my favorite part is when she's like, so, did you know that if you throw up...
You throw up 2 hours.
After taking your birth control, then... Basically, your birth control's gone.
Then you're pregnant.
And her mom's like, are you pregnant?
She's like, yeah.
And she's just, like, totally calm. She's like, okay. That's
so strange.
You've been with your boyfriend for 2 months. That's good. Maybe more than that.
I wonder what her mom does.
I also wonder that. Because I feel like...
Because her house is huge.
She must be successful.
And I know that Kayla has a younger brother, but they never show him.
Super strange. Which
is strange. But whatever. Also, did you enjoy Stefan's conversation with his mother?
I can't.
Because his mom just wants to point fingers at Kayla, and Stefan's even like,
it's not her.
No, I'm the one that does. And she's like, well, I don't
and
like what
he
she's
just,
doing.
And then he starts like agreeing with her blindly.
I mean, no, what else are you supposed to do when they're that irrational?
True.
Yeah. It's like me agreeing with whatever True. Kim says.
It's like, yeah, you're right. You're so right. Oh my god, that was also... that was really funny this morning. Yeah.
No.
Oh, but God. Besides the point.
We'll talk about that later. Anyway, then Rachel, my favorite person on
this
series.
She's 100% my favorite.
Yeah, for sure. I wrote that Rachel's mom looks like Jade's
mom.
Yeah, but
like a little better.
Yeah, a little bit less like crack.
Right, just as trashy, cracky. Less crackheady.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, also, like, I mean, I feel like this was the most eventful, but also I was still very bored. The only good part was her having a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, is he okay?
Yes.
But I also found it strange that they're, like, literally in the hospital and, like, Mallory, trash bag, is talking to the crackhead boyfriend and he's like, yeah, like, I guess I have feelings for her, but I don't trust any female.
Oh my god, I didn't even realize that.
Like, are you serious? You didn't realize that? He literally was, like, basically saying that, like, because she goes, oh, well, you're here for the long haul, like, you want to be with her or whatever. He's like, yeah, I have feelings for her.
Oh, I was like, okay. Oh. Also, Mallory, I was like, who is this girl with black hair sitting here? It's
blue.
Like blue-black.
Yeah, and it got bluer since the last episode, because the last episode it was
like light blue.
Kind of blue, getting there, and then I guess she died
again.
Something. I was surprised she didn't, like, skip out on the birth party, though.
Wait, and that fight before the birth?
And
when she's like...
So stupid. Well, I don't want him to be there.
Right, and like Jacob or whatever is like, it's his right. It's his right. Like, why do you care? And what's wrong with your face?
Right. Yeah, that's called meth.
She's like, I don't want him at Paisley's birth. Which it took me about three episodes to understand what that kid's name was. Like, I thought she was saying Paisley.
I thought it was Halsey.
Names her child after a singer.
But also, like, my closed captioning was
really?
Saying Halsey. Yeah, until I watched it on Your Sling, then it was saying the correct spelling. And then when she actually gave birth, and it was Hazley Beaver.
I saw that, Hazley Ray Beaver. That is like ultimate
oh
white
God.
Trash. Did you know that she was born the day before
Beaver.
My birthday?
Mm-hmm. I didn't notice.
Oh, I looked it up.
How? Oh. Also, I was kind of surprised that her shitty sister cut the cord.
I know, because they were like screaming at each other last week.
I know, calling each
also,
other
also, I was cracking up because I think it was right after she... Oh, no, it was before she had the baby. And she's, like, in the bed, like, praising Jacob or whatever for, like, choosing mm-hmm. to be there when he doesn't have to. And she's like, he's choosing to be there irregardless of blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that's not a word.
Right. Well, it is in her book. She's special.
So I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah. Well, white trash.
True.
At its finest.
She also was, like, really in some pain.
Yeah, but at the same time, was she actually in pain or was she being overdramatic? Because, like, I couldn't
really
tell.
Right, I mean,
really
I'm
tell.
Sure
I feel like it was probably a lot of fear.
I'm sure, like, birthing a child is pretty rough. So, mm-hmm. It could have been real.
I wouldn't, yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll find eventually. Out someday. Yeah. Yeah. But whatever.
I think that's all that happened with her.
Yeah. I hate her boyfriend, but that's irregardless.
I feel like they're going to break up anyway.
I agree. But she seems, like, okay with that. She seems like she doesn't really need...
They have the trailer. Like... She has whatever the sister.
Mallory. They have their stained couch.
The stained couch. Mm-hmm. And I noticed, it's like, so their gross. Walls have, like, handprints all over them. Like, dirt.
Didn't notice that, but I... Did you notice the blinds? They're all, like, broken and crazy and disgusting. Okay, you just, yeah, like, went in and out and it sounded so funny.
So did you just now.
Okay, you're back now.
That's funny. Here I am.
Then we have Ashley. I don't really have anything to say.
It was so boring this episode. All that I have is that,
she took a trip to L.A.
She took a trip to L.A.
They rode go-karts, and they ate 7 tacos.
Yes, they ate 7 I love how they announced, like, 7 tacos. It was
so strange. That's literally all I have, though. Like, it's so boring. Whatever.
Yeah, they were boring. They even had to, like, film a scene with Pastor T talking to Ted about, like, not wanting Ashley to have a baby.
Right.
And how Barr is... Hecka smart.
Yeah, which was so strange. How do you sound hecka smart when you say hecka, so.
Right. Aren't you like a pastor?
Right. She doesn't act like one, that's for sure.
I know. Yeah, that's all that there was for her.
What?
I feel like that's all that there was for her. Like, for Ashley. Yeah.
So. Okay, so Brianna is hunting for her baby daddy.
Right. Which is so weird.
It's so strange. She talks to potential baby daddy about getting a paternity test. I feel like it's a game show. She's like, could it be this one? Could it be this one?
Right, and she's saying, she's like, I wouldn't be mad. I'd actually be happy because he's a good guy. And then, like, later on in the episode, she's like, oh, I'd be so pissed if, like, I had to share him.
Right. Like, make up your mind.
Right, and I just feel like he's not the dad.
No, I feel like he's not either. But, like, I wonder if, like, the producers of the show, like, had him reach out to her, like, for a storyline.
Probably. I feel like they're, like, trying so hard with this storyline.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's why they, like, kicked off Lexi and brought on another trashy girl.
Because she was, like, not trashy enough.
Yeah, no. Like, her boyfriend was just annoying. Like, they had no drama, boring. Though. So boring.
And then all she did was swab Brayson's cheek.
Yep. And then his socks were dirty. And, like, I know that...
Oh, yeah.
I know that kids, like, I don't know, they're dirty. But I don't know why his socks just really bothered me. Like, for really some reason, I was just so mad about it. I was like, can you please keep that child clean?
Right.
But I guess that won't happen. She's that clean either.
No, you can tell. And her hair...
is terrifying. She's going through something for sure.
Her hair is literally like swamp colored.
It is. I never really thought of it as swamp colored, but it totally is.
That must be what she's going for. But yeah, she was boring too. Everybody was really boring this episode.
I know.
And I was annoyed that they cut it off where they cut it off. Like, it was like, oh my god, I'm so confused, and then ended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was annoying. And, yeah, I mean, like, hopefully next week will be better and we'll have more of an episode.
Yeah, more to talk about.
Yeah.
Because, and we'll also have Teen Mom 2 to talk about.
Right.
But I think what we should talk about briefly are two things.
Janelle.
Yes.
I'm so excited because we haven't been able to talk about it.
I know.
Where do we begin?
So, I guess Janelle was at the... Did we talk about the Ashley and Jade thing in our last episode?
I don't know.
About the drama with them?
I feel like we briefly did.
Well, allegedly, Janelle was up there in New York at the same time that that was happening, but not recording anything for Teen Mom.
Right.
And did you read how she, like, apparently she snuck out in the middle of the night?
Janelle? Yeah, to leave David.
To leave David. Mm-hmm. And, like, took the kids and, like, I guess must have brought them to her mom.
Mm-hmm.
But left Ensley because she knew she couldn't get away with that.
Yep.
And went to New York.
Yeah, and then she came back and got Ensley, and then now she's in Tennessee.
Oh, she's in Tennessee? They announced where she is?
That's what... I think I read it on the Ashley.
I thought the Ashley said she wasn't going to say where she was to, like, protect Janelle.
I don't know. Maybe I didn't read it on the Ashley. I read it somewhere that she was in Tennessee, and I know that her one friend, Jamie, lives in Tennessee.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I wonder if she's there.
Right, and she has, like, no plans to return to the land.
Right. I mean, why would you? David's a fucking psychopath.
Right, which, like, thank God. And from what I understand, the whole reason that she is staying in another state is so that she can actually file for divorce, because in North Carolina...
You have to wait a year.
Yeah, a year of separation.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, I'm glad she's out of there.
Same. And did you read, like, about what he... Like, some of the things he had done, like, locking Kaiser in the car.
Yep, and then kept locking it and unlocking it and, like, fucking with them. Mm-hmm. He's a psychopath, and I don't understand why... I mean, I guess I kind of do. Like, I feel like the only reason why she was, like, standing by him with the whole dog thing was probably out of fear, I would say.
For sure. I think out of fear.
I wonder what happened to make her, like, reach her limit.
Well, and also, I think even still then, she was just so brainwashed by him, right? Like, and they had the whole custody thing going. Oh, no, the custody thing with the kids didn't happen until after that, right?
Yeah, it was, like, it was right after the whole thing about Nugget came out. Then the kids were taken away because of that.
Right. And she probably just didn't know what to do. It was probably just overwhelming, and she was scared.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nervous for Marissa.
I know. That's exactly. When I saw that she was finally leaving him, I was like, oh, my God, now what's going to happen to Marissa?
Yeah, because she's alone on the land
with him. And apparently he's, like, destroying her property or something. Uncle Dave. I forgot that he went by Uncle Dave.
I'm going to look him up on Facebook right now because I know I was looking at it the other day.
Like, well, did you see he, like, deleted all of his, like... shit. Well, not did all he? Of it, but I don't know if he deleted everything, but he had to delete the one about, like, filing a missing persons.
Oh, wow. Report. Yeah, he hasn't really posted anything.
Yeah, because, like, now that I guess now that Janelle has this restraining order, like, he can't post about her online.
That makes sense.
But this idiot didn't get a prenup.
Oh, God.
I know. Not that she really has anything left, honestly.
Yeah, 'cause she spent a lot of money on him.
Yeah, it's got to be dwindling, and now she's not working, and nobody's working with her. So I'm interested to see how it plays out.
Yeah, me too. I hope it works out for her, though.
Hopefully she gets away and, like, gets her divorce. Hopefully it's not a publicity stunt, which I don't – you never know with Janelle, but
– some people were saying that.
I know, but the Ashley says that it's not, and I trust the Ashley.
Yeah, I have to agree with that.
That's, like, the best source there is.
With time away from Teen Mom, I've started to look at my life differently, and I know I need to make changes. I'm starting now. The kids and I have moved away from David. Nobody gets into a marriage expecting it to end, but I know that's what is best for me and my kids. Yeah.
Right. Like, we all knew that already. And then she posted, like, something and was like, I hear you guys. So
yeah,
I think that's really it. I think that's all we had to speak on today.
Yeah, so boring.
So boring.
Yeah,
in traffic on 287.
What's thanks Dave.
We'll wait like a minute and then record our outro.
Okay.
This is literally, like, the most boring episode ever.
I know. I was like, should we even, like, do it?
I know, but at least it's short.
It's short and sweet.
But the good thing is it made it so that we had to, like, get through it quick. Like, I know that there wasn't much to talk about, but we were done with all that pretty much in 15 minutes. So I think that that means that to do both, like, Teen Mom 2 and Young and Pregnant, we could probably get it done in, like, 50 minutes.
Yeah, because that's, like, what I was telling you when I was listening to Teen Mom Trash Talk the other day. It was like that. I think their episode was, like, 40 minutes long, and they did both.
Right, which is what we should aim for.
Yeah, I agree. So. I think we should always aim for an hour.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I definitely agree. Yeah. I'm, like, nervous about this Jodi Arias one. Because there's so much.
Yeah. Well, we could always do two. No, I don't think we should.
Well, we could do two parts and make that one be the one that we upload last after the three. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that way we're not doing, like, two-parters
two in a row. Two-part episode. Da, da, da.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, if we do, like, a two-part episode once a month, I don't think that that's that big of a deal.
No. I don't think so either.
So.
Good idea.
Which means I gotta like, get started on my Darlie research.
I definitely have to, like, I feel like I should get more on my Hammond girl.
I know. I've been, like, pouring everything into Jodi Arias. Mm-hmm. But I have everything. I have all the notes. I don't need to watch anything else. I didn't need to buy those two episodes.
Yeah, but it's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I don't know if I should watch the movie, because I feel like you'll have notes from that. I have notes from the other thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I think my research with her needs to come to an end.
She's fun. She's crazy.
So I need to organize that and look into my other lady. But anywho, I guess we can record our outro now. Do you want to do that?
No, you can do it. I feel like you do it very well. I listened to your other one that you made.
Oh, by myself.
Yep.
Okay, wait, I have to gather my thoughts.
Okay, I'll let you get in the zone.
Is there anything else I need to touch on this episode?
No.
Okay.
I think we're good.
And what days are we uploading again?
So we're going to do what? Did we say Monday and Friday? Or Monday and Thursday?
Should we do Monday and Friday just so we have that extra day?
I thought you said Friday yesterday when we talked.
I think I did, right?
Yeah.
Because I feel like we could do Thursday, but it'd be nice to, in case we need Thursday to do this and we can't do it until later. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So Mondays are true crime and Fridays are
trash.
Trash. Okay. And how many platforms are we on now?
Just say, like, on.
Okay. Okay.
Wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay. All right, guys. So I think that that's it for. Okay. I just got. Okay. All right, guys. I think that's it for today's episode. Tune in on next Monday for another true crime episode. I'm not sure who we're doing on Monday. Who are we doing?
I don't know. We'll fight over who goes first.
We'll fight over it. But yeah, tune in next Monday. It should be an interesting one. We have a few that are coming up in the next few weeks that I think are very interesting.
Definitely.
One that I'm very excited about, but that one's going to have to wait a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so tune in on Fridays for our Trash TV and Mondays for our true crime episodes. You can listen to us anywhere that you listen to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, any other streaming service. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.